Representative Blaise Angolia, who chairs the Government Operations and Technology Appropriations Subcommittee, says over the years, the cost of Florida's information technology system has started to skyrocket.
It's pretty shocking. If you consider the cost of our state data center from the time our agencies were consolidated in the data center through AST's fiscal year 2017-2018 budget recommendations by the governor, our state data center costs have risen 32%.
And Golia says that growth rate outpaces the percent cost increase of Medicaid, one of the fastest growing costs in the state. He's proposing a bill that would reorganize the state's IT structure. One part of that plan includes a policy Angolia says emphasizes cloud computing.
Because we have always spoken about operating in the cloud, but we have never yet adopted a policy that put cloud first. We are going to do that today, as some other states have.
The measure also creates an Office of Technology and Data Solutions and requires the governor to appoint a state chief information officer. The plan also abolishes the Florida Agency for State Technology and places the Office of Technology and Data Solutions under the Department of Management Services. And Golia says the idea is to ensure data is available while allowing the state's technology workers to focus on their jobs.
And we believe that by doing that and freeing up the tech geeks do what they do and really focus on IT procurement.
But Tampa Republican Representative James Grant says he's not sure the bill will actually accomplish what Angolia says he hopes it will.
I think it's clear that there is a big difference between what this our chairman has said he intends to accomplish and what he wants to do, and what the black and white letters on the bill actually do.
Grant says the measure, as written, walks back many of the advancements lawmakers have worked toward over the years.
Going back to the wild, wild west of every agency being able to pick and choose and determine how they want to buy and how they want to establish their own standards and terminologies.
And Kyle Baltic with Florida Tax Watch says instead of scrapping the current agency, all that may really be needed is a little tune-up.
When you're trying to fix something, if you're replacing an engine, that's a lot more expensive than just changing the oil. Years ago, we had real issues with our Information Technology Center, and as previous testimony has stated, we increased from, I think, a D or D plus to a B plus. It's the same idea. We're finally hitting those economies of scale. We're finally reaching efficiencies that we need. And now it's time to put oil in the engine and make sure that the engine doesn't blow out and we have to replace it again.
Angolia agreed to work with Grant and others to clear up concerns, but he says the changes in the bill are needed to ensure agility in the agency as technology advancements come more and more quickly. The measure passed out of the House committee Tuesday. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.